So ating pag ano ma'am, sa ating distributor business po, is nagdi-deliver din po ba kayo ma'am?
Okay, good to know. Since you are into delivery then, gusto nyo din mo-monitor sa receivable and payable.
So meron po tayong Enterprise Edition, ma'am Dayan, na fit para po sa inyong business. Ito po yung icon, double click lang po natin yan. Ako din po ito ma'am. Okay. Ano lang po ma'am, nagtatrabaho lang po sa Mario Top. We are not related pa. Okay, sige ma'am Dayan. So, as you can see ma'am, pagka double click natin sa icon, user login UI will appear po. Now, dito na po natin i-input si username, madmin po. Same lang po yung password, madmin lang po. Okay, so i-click lang po natin si login. And then the message appears showing the date and time to verify if our computer's clock is up to date. I-click lang po natin si OK, ma'am, and sir, and we will be now routed sa ating Microsoft Accounting Enterprise Edition. So, as you can see, ma'am, Dayan, and to everyone, yung ating mga features is nasa upper part po siya ng ating mga system. So, i-overview ko po muna sa inyo, isa-isa yung ating mga features po. Okay, so to start with the file, so dito po natin mostly ini-input yung all list of our items, mga loyal customers po natin, as well as yung ating mga suppliers din. Okay. Next, we also have the inventory. Dito na po natin makikita yung ating mga stocks or movement ng ating mga stocks na nandun po sa ating store. Next, costing naman po, ma'am and sir, is if ever si customer is magpapakost muna before buying the product to check the total quantity or total cost na pwede niyang bilhin, dito po natin yan possible na ma-transact. Next, we also have sales na din. So, dito na po tayo or dito na nangyayari yung transaction between the cashier and the customer. So, dito na nangyayari yung in and out of our items. Next, we also have the cashiering. So, dito po natin mo-monitor yung ating cash drawer or system cash. Next, ma'am and sir, we also have the delivery. If ever na may bibili sa atin to deliver siya, that's the time itatransact po natin yon under delivery transaction. Canvassing, dito po tayo makapag-canvas sa mga item from multiple supplier para at least mamonitor natin kung sino yung supplier ang mas may affordable na presyo po. After we canvas, that's the time ipo-purchase na po natin kung sino yung napili nating supplier. Transact lang po natin under purchasing transaction. Now, since na ano na natin ma'am and sir, na-purchase na natin yung mga item po natin and let's say na-receive na natin siya physically, that's the time i-receive din natin siya dito sa system under receiving transaction. So, sa ating pag-receive ma'am and sir, possible po dito yung payment type na charge, check, or bank deposit po. Okay? Next, we also have receivables. So, dito po natin ma-monitor